It's Wednesday, October 16, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbeen. Fly Namibia has announced the return of its weekly flights between Eros and Luderitz, operating from Mondays to Fridays, starting today. Passengers can book tickets at the Luderitz Waterfront ticketing office or online. The airline aims to strengthen connections across Namibia and Southern Africa through its growing network. André Compion, the managing director, Fly Namibia.
We did the route in partnership with Total Energies. They supported the route because without their support, the route is simply not commercial. Viable. They've now resumed their operations at Luderitz, and that's allowed us to reintroduce the flight. But once again, with their support, without their support, it would not have been possible.
The Political, Diplomatic and Legal Committee of the Namibia-South Africa Binational Commission convened in Swakopmund to review the report of the Namibia-South Africa Joint Committee of Experts on the Orange River boundary. Co-chaired by the heads of state from both countries, this committee is part of the Binational Commission aimed at strengthening bilateral relations for the benefit of both countries. International Relations and Cooperation Ministry's Executive Director, Penda Nanda.
The ministers used this opportunity to also look at decisions of this political, diplomatic and legal committee that emanated from the Binational Commission, and also speaking, of course, to our foreign policy issues, and then speaking to those who are suffering under the sanctions, speaking also to the situation in the region and the continent, as well as, of course, Eswatini was removed from the SADC agenda, and we are hoping that the situation there will also hold.
In SA, the DA has filed over 5,000 objections to the city of Johannesburg against the plant's renaming of Sandton Drive to Lila Khalid Drive. According to the party, residents believe the renaming is a costly distraction from the essential services and that proper consultation hasn't taken place. The DA's Leah Potgieter says local businesses are worried about potential diplomatic issues and financial impacts.
The Department of Community Development, while stating that this is the most participation they've seen on such a proposal, has also stated it actually doesn't have the money for this costly exercise. It is also quite bizarre that a city trying to increase its collection rates with a debtors book of over 57 billion rand is completely oblivious to the added burden on the local economy and affected residents.
Millions across Southern Africa are facing the worst food crisis in decades, as reported by the World Food Programme on Tuesday. According to CNBC Africa, the agency warned that its capacity to provide essential relief is threatened by funding shortages. Amid severe drought conditions, five countries, Lesotho, Malawi, Namibia, Zambia and Zimbabwe, have declared a state of disaster and are calling for international humanitarian assistance. Angola and Mozambique are also significantly affected, with around 21 million children suffering from malnutrition. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are spending the coming hours bouncing between battleground states as the U.S. presidential campaign enters its final 20 days. Vice President Harris will head to Michigan, while the former president sets to touch down in Illinois and Georgia. On the ground for us and now reporting is Mitch McCann.
With the race for the White House on a knife edge, Donald Trump is headed to Chicago for an interview about the economy before rallying in Georgia, a state that Joe Biden narrowly won by just 0.3% in 2020. It follows an event for Mr. Trump in Pennsylvania last night, which veered wildly off script after two audience members required medical assistance after passing out. The former president decided to stop taking questions. Instead, for half an hour, he stood dancing and swaying to rock music. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, is attending an event in Detroit with the radio show The Breakfast Club and one of its hosts, Charlemagne the God. The show is popular with black voters, a demographic critical to the vice president's election hopes. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.